that was interesting. I wasn't sure what frequencies they used or anything like that, but it does make sense. Just like radio signals, HF, or even on VHF sometimes, if you're not in a good location for the signal to get where you're intending it to, it doesn't get there, and that's very possible that some issues could be like that with some of these clocks. I know they're pretty sensitive. I don't know how, they don't really need, I don't know what they're needing. They're not getting all the information like what's over an HF signal or VHF radio broadcast or anything like that. But apparently, you're probably right. It's getting shielded at some point. Let me see if Larry wants to come back in and all that. N4ZLK.
KBQ. Well, I do recall now that Andy brings that up, that there is some language in the instructions for these clocks, and I probably have had four or five of these things. They'll function just fine, but they won't change time twice a year, and they won't keep the time accurate, which is another claim that this rigmarole suggests, that it keeps it very accurate and that it changes time when that happens. And you don't have to worry a bit about it. Well, no. And it is probably just what Andy is suggesting. All of us, every single dang one of us, is aware of what an antenna does. And the antenna, well, where is it in a clock? You know, where is the antenna? I've had these things apart, and I haven't seen an antenna. What looks like an antenna? I think perhaps if they just had this little thing that stuck up at the top, it would be confirmed. And we would know what to look at if it ever stopped working. But anyway, it's a little bit confusing to me. And I know about clocks and I know about antennas, but it doesn't seem that it functions in the same way on these atomic clocks. I feel a bit fudgety. Is that a word? I feel a bit old and fudgety when it comes to these things because I don't understand why they fail. I don't hear people talking about them anymore. Maybe that is a fad that has passed. Just passed me by. And Donna says this morning, she said, I will look for them. I don't know if I'll ever find one again, but you know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
Okay, in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, Larry, you're probably right. It's probably a fad. Everybody's got a cell phone now in their pocket, which is got that built-in clock, and it adjusts, and got a calendar that tells you where you're supposed to be and can even make suggestions if you've got that turned on. Comment, go ahead. Call Net Control.
Net Control, KX4YM.
4YM and 4ZLK, go ahead.
Brother bought me a watch that is GPS-enabled and keeps absolutely perfect time. And as to Larry, I've got three rescue cats, and they are standoffish, but they get along.
Jump in there if I can.
To call you. Go ahead, Larry.
This is a subject, I suppose I just have a soft spot somewhere. Maybe my soft spot is something I can't reach. About cats. They're small. They're cuddly. If you treat them right, they're not going to come jumping off the top of a door, as I've heard some people claim. They're easy to get along with, and they don't cause the commotion in a small house. We live in a small house. They fit in just about anywhere, you know. And they've got, for some people like me, there's a direct attachment to my heart. They can look at me with a sad face, especially a tabby. And it just breaks my heart, you know. Because if I was that small, I'd want people looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
4JPQ, KX4YM, Roger. We have two rescues that are about the same age, and then a third one that kind of adopted us when we moved into this house, and consequently is probably 3 or 4 years younger. All three get along, and the two older ones sleep with me at night, and the younger one greets me every morning when I get up. Dogs just hate too much when much of an emotional attachment to me, but cats are just kind of cool. And the GPS part, I've had atomic clocks that didn't work worth a darn too, but they used to sell clocks that were tied into WWB, and you can't find those anymore, but the wristwatch, and I'm sure there's clocks out there with GPS interfaces.
That goes, there was a scare. I think it was a scare. I haven't heard much about it since, but about a year ago, I heard rumors that they're going to shut down WWB. Now, you know what that made the manufacturers do. They have to think long term, you know. So maybe they just scuttled the whole idea. I haven't spoken with Donna since she started her, I haven't spoken to her about this particular subject since she started this morning. She's pretty good on the net, and she's well connected. She's my expert when it comes to operating my telephone, to tell you the truth. I'll go to her and I'll have the phone in my hand and I cannot do a thing with it. I know that just sounds old, doesn't it? But I don't know. I have to own it, I suppose. And for all you people who have no problem at all with modern technology, I admire your freedom from that kind of angst. But just don't complain about old folks like myself who are challenged. I suppose I'll always be challenged with them. I grew up with them, for crying out loud. But I was happy with the first phone I had. And I know I've had six. I'll say that again. I've had six since the first one. They seem to come along and then they're eclipsed. The technology is overrun by the next model or the next model, three models down the line. So it requires that you stay a little bit current, you know. But one thing I want to mention about cats, if no one has ever considered this, I just want to give this a little time. If you've never fostered cats, let me tell you, when they come into this world and they're separated from their moms for whatever reason, they become orphans. And human beings, if we stretch our ability to care for other beings, we can do a fair job of making up for mom, at least. And the cats will never forget you for that. They will always be kind of turned toward you and regard you in a special way. To rescue a cat, to foster them, is to do everything that the mama couldn't do. Mama was lost, perhaps, and you got these kittens, and divide them up. You know, you don't want to take on six. Divide them up with people who you might know who would care to do such a thing. Just stand in. If you want something really special in this life, stand in for somebody who, you know, is lost without you. Those of you who are parents, it's a little, just a tiny bit like having a kid. KK4JBQ.
KQ4YM, we're starting to get a lot of noise running in from the storm, but I completely agree, cats can be the most affectionate critters in the world. and each one has a different personality that is completely enjoyable.
Agree 100%. I know there are people out there who would disagree, and I don't want to fight anybody about what pets you love. Some people love fish. So that is, you know, aquarium fish. I did for years, and, well, don't want to get into that. Shane, I'm going to turn it back over to you so you can wrap this up if you need to. Thank you again for bringing us all together. It's a great service you do to this community. 7-3.
Oh, good to hear you and you and Scott getting together there. And Scott, thank you for your comments. Do you have any more?
Except the one thing that people should be alert to is that one of the ways that they're countering Starlink now in the current zones of contention is that they're shifting or blocking or jamming the GPS signal, which makes Starlink ineffective.
That's a good piece of information to know, and it might come in handy sometime. So, well, thank you, Scott. Thank you for jumping in there and carrying on the net, and glad you and Larry could have a good conversation. KX4YM, Scott, and KK4JBQ, 7-3 to both of you. Appreciate you both participating in the net tonight. Let me make sure we don't have any more check-ins, or see if we do have any more check-ins. See, I'm confusing myself again. Any more check-ins, any announcements or bulletins, anybody I missed for comments, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Boy, it was a guy with one more comment, and all. Me and Larry might talk later about it, as long as this HT holds out. That VLF region of the radio frequency band is where a lot of our submarine traffic is at. Their communications is at. And they have to have a very high-powered transmitter out of all places in Washington State, out west, to communicate EAM message with the submarine fleet that we got. So when you think about 60 kilohertz being down in that range, there's always going to be, the signals in that range are always better in the dark late at night. But you can, as I said earlier, get them in certain areas. It's kind of like a, I'm going to incorporate some sci-fi in it, like a shield of some kind that'll block that signal from getting in. And you was talking about WWB. From what I understood about that, they did what? Time this out, this HT. But they was going to shut it down, but from what I understand, they're going to, as the parts wear out, they're going to shut it down that way and not redo it, from my understanding about that. And that about the Starlink signal, he's right. And all this has been going on over the past 3 or 4 years. I've heard certain others say that, too, about jamming of GPS signals. And our military better think about that, since a lot of our stuff depends on that. Back to that, KI4LZI portable.
LZI, N4ZLK. Well, thank you, Andy. Yeah, I don't know too much about that. I know a few people who use Starlink. I'm just going to throw this out. Is it the military that's jamming the GPS signals or changing them right now for the activities that are going on? Or is this something completely different that's affecting GPS and Starlink at the same time?
KI4LZI portable. Various other government militaries are jamming it. They're jamming it. Like that over in Ukraine over there. The Russians over there were jammed a lot of times over there, the Ukraine region. And that over there in Israel at times, GPS has been jammed. It's other militaries doing the jamming, and we depend heavily on that, and I hope we got a way around that, because if we don't, we're going to be in big trouble. KI4LZI.
Of that question, I got it. Yeah, it always interests me how, even with the internet, we've moved just about everything we do now is done somehow through the internet, even our power grid and banking, everything. And seems like to me, it, you know, I'm not a coder or into, you know, I don't understand how it all works. I mean, I have a good idea, but I couldn't make it work if it were up to me. But it seems like the more we do this kind of stuff, the easier it would get to tear this kind of stuff down by flipping a switch or putting in a virus or something. But anyway, I will make enough about that. Is there any more check-ins or any more comments all the way through the alphabet? Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Everybody who participated, especially all the commenters tonight and all the information, and enjoyed it. It was a very enjoyable net. If you will stand by, I'll send my net report and then be back to close it out. Please stand by, N4ZLK. This is N4ZLK, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone checking in and all the comments. And please come back tomorrow night. I believe Patrick should be calling it, KO4HKX. And I'm sure he would appreciate you coming by and saying hello and checking in with him. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night, and God bless.
4JBQ, KI4LZI.
KI, KK4JBQ. It just started, the sky opened up out there, and it's just pouring rain. So, no, first clap of thunder. Thunder. Yeah. So we're having weather here.
It won't be a problem. We can, you know, it ain't really that important, but you brought up some things there that I don't know how many of those around here of those atomic clocks, and I've observed a lot of that Shane was talking about, and also I looked at my frequency chart map in there, and then when I look at that and see that that's up in the range where submarines operate, very low frequency range there, and I mean it, as you said, I'm sure they got some kind of antenna, but it's nothing we would probably recognize. And as some of them said, all this other now is kind of replacing that.
Well, as far as that goes, I guess it'll be tomorrow before I have a chance. I don't want to wake Donna up right now to get a report on how successful she may have been to replace that clock. There's most certainly a necessity to have something that takes care of itself. Modern people live complicated lives. And the more you can take off of people to keep their clocks accurate and wind them for that matter, we still have a couple of you might call them antiques, clocks that are weight-driven or key-wound, those kind of things. I'm looking at one right now. I kind of enjoy taking care of it. I know what its requirements are. I have serviced many clocks that are just exactly like this one. So I understand it. I can take apart an electronic clock, and I can still understand what's necessary to say that it do in order to offer up a time for us. But when it comes to anticipating what its next problem is going to be. I don't have any clue. Anyhow, being a watchmaker and that for many years, I sort of see watches and clocks in a different way. And of course, the clock that I'm wearing, you know, I have one of those, I'll call them internet connected watches. They're fascinating. I've had maybe 5 different ones over time. They advance so quickly that the first one that I used would be useless now. It couldn't connect to the network in the same way that's required of a watch now. Just could not. And that's kind of telling, you know. You got to replace a perfectly operating piece of equipment because it can't connect to the network any longer. You know, I don't know if you've run into that yet, but I have in several ways. But the watches, and there are several different manufacturers of such a thing, but they're nice. They do some useful things, but they also require, well, what can I say, keeping up with moving technology. And I know if you just skipped a model or two, and that's the fear that I think they try to inject into the population. If you just, you know, don't upgrade for 5 years, could you really climb on board again? Yeah, I feel lost. KK4JBQ.
Four L's the guy. Another thing I've noticed about these atomic clocks, too, that will affect their accuracy. When the batteries in them go to getting weak, they'll have the tendency also to lose time. When the batteries go to getting weak, you keep good batteries in them and keep them in a good prime area where they're not shielded from the signals from the atmosphere, they'll do okay, but you have to keep all that in mind, I've noticed.
Well, Donna, if she finds something she likes, she'll just go ahead and get it. We won't have another conversation. And so it'll come in here and it'll have a 35-page instruction book, and, you know, I'll get it on the wall or on the desk or whatever it requires, and we'll just see how it works. There are a few things that are no longer operating in this house because the previous model failed in some way or other. And then new ones, I'm just done with it, you know. And that's for me. Now, Donna, she's sharp as a tack, and she can she can integrate a little better than I can. I guess I could if I worked on it long enough, but I don't know what it is. I guess you get in your 70s and you just wonder to keep up. That may sound bad, but it is a question in my mind from time to time. KK4JBQ.
4LZI. Let's see. I'm right at one here, a sharp atomic clock here that's digital display, and back on the other end of the house is some of the analog type atomic clocks. You keep certain things in mind about them. I got about a weak battery, and how well shielded the area you put me in may be from outside RF, from, say, the ionosphere in particular, where the VLF signals come through, and you can do fairly good with them. You just have to keep that up about a week battery and about not putting it somewhere in a room or somewhere where it's going to be shielded and not be able to get the signal good from the ionosphere.
A continued good experience. I don't know how else to put it. I suppose I don't have much more to do that's any better than going around and winding up clocks. You know, there were clocks produced that would only run in a day. I don't know that I have any of those anymore, but if one does have a clock that doesn't take a battery, isn't plugged in to household current or such as that, well, maybe you can set it and forget it. But if you have to fuss with something every other week, and I have set things aside for just that cause. I don't mind fussing with stuff. I don't. Unless it's just not functioning anymore. And I figure that if it's not doing what generally most people expect it to do, well, it just should be retired, repaired, or replaced. You know. I look around me now, I'm not kidding you, Andy. There must be 14 clocks in this one room that I'm in. Now, admittedly, some of those are in other devices. You know, a timekeeping piece in the device. And when it comes time like we currently do, reset the thing. And it's not automatic. We'll switch back to those that are not automatic. I go through this house, and I know there has to be 35 clocks that I have to fiddle with. And I'm not getting paid for that. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZ Portable. Well, to be honest, the first one we got here, my sister brought in here, I guess, 18 years ago when they first come out. And when it come to that, you know, as he said, you're sometimes seeing the hands move around when it needs to readjust. And, well, like I said about signals everything. It's got to have plenty of power, battery power, and it's got to have a good signal. And if for some reason it doesn't get a good signal, because I know these around here, we've moved around at times, and there's certain places where the signal's going to be dead on it. And when the signal's dead on it, if it's bad enough, it's not going to function.
I tell you what, I don't know how to explain just exactly how you did it, but you reminded me with what you just said there that last time around. You reminded me that there was something I wanted to say while on the net, while connected, and everybody was listening, those that were listening, and I completely let it go by. We had talked about a lot of things. But we didn't talk about smoke alarms. Now, those are important things, I believe. Donna's parents were victims of a house fire. They lost their home. It was rebuilt by the insurance company, oh yes. But their lives, you know, they're both gone now. And their lives were you might say at least, no, they were greatly inconvenienced by having their house burned down and living in hotels. They lived in three different long-term places, you know, that the insurance company paid for. But anyway, moving around like that, and they were both really nice people, and they were not complainers. But I just had to stand to the side, and it disturbed me that they were. For almost 2 years, it took to settle that with the insurance company and for their house to be rebuilt. And then when it was rebuilt, they both decided to go into a nursing home, and they sold a brand new house that they had never really lived in. It was something that you wouldn't even imagine happening to people. But this is a time of year that a lot of people change the batteries in their smoke alarms. I've already done it this year for this house. It's just not a good thing to try to live in a modern home without smoke alarms, and this is the time to change the batteries. Once a year, not twice, but on one of them, pick one of them. We do it in the spring, and so I just did that around the house here. I meant to mention that to remind folks. KK4JBQ.
Fort LZI Portman. Something I asked that you mentioned earlier, not regarding to the clock, but to this time change. You remember a while back me mentioning back in the 50s that Grandpa Jones had a song called Daylight Savings Time, and how he complained about in that song that he done, he complained about daylight savings time. Really, as you said, it's long outlived its usefulness. But the excuse now, and I don't understand it, but the excuse now, it helps save energy. Reason why they continue to do that. Now, that's what's been said. I don't know that I agree with it, but that's what they claim now, reason why they continue with it.
Two things. I like Grandpa Jones. My dad did too, and that's why I saw a lot of his stuff. And I wasn't aware that he had a song like that. And the other thing is, I wasn't aware that energy savings would be an advantage. It would only come once, because moving the time, you just move it from standard time to daylight savings and then back to standard. So one of them, if you just have one, it'll be one of those two. So if it's only half of the year that you have a benefit in, then why not choose that, you know, for year round? Choose that one, whichever one it is. I suppose, and it's only for an hour, but if you took energy savings for 1 hour for everybody, that would actually add up to a great deal of energy. I'll have to look into that as a rational reason to choose to keep it. But why would you change back and forth, continue to change? Why not just decide which one is more energy efficient and use that? And forget all this other nonsense. I like the way you're thinking about that, Andy. KK4JBQ.
KK4LZI Portable. Well, I don't remember who, but it was sometime during the previous administration someone made that comment about that we save more energy by doing this, you know. I don't know if it's true, false, or what, but they made that claim about it. And that about Grandpa Jones' song, he did it sometime in the 50s. I found it on that website that Robert told me about, archive.org. I found it over there on that website there about daylight savings time that he did back then.
The time when my dad was watching, I think it was Hee Haw. And from time to time, Grandpa Jones would appear on Hee Haw. But then there was an earlier Grand Ole Opry, I suppose it might have been. My dad watched all of those shows. And anyway, he was entertaining. Grandpa Jones was. He was entertaining, and he did not insult anybody. And you could have anybody in the room. You wouldn't have to see that children left the room or something, you know. That was a different day. The 50s were a different time. And I have my way of, I have my bounds, you know. I don't, some subjects, I suppose my ears are not so tender that anything could be discussed among adults. But I don't care how advanced you might think yourself. Children should not be in conversations with adults. They should have a chance to have their childhood, you know? And it's like something that's breakable. You go some places with conversation or anything else, practically speaking, and a child's no longer a child. That's a lot to give up. Everybody needs, I mean, every human being, wherever they are, needs time to grow up. I mean, that just makes sense, don't it? But a lot of people don't consider making sense. I still can. I'm still free to do that. A lot of people are not free to do that. Andy, I'm running out of steam, and I'm going to have to sign with you. But I've enjoyed it, and I appreciate you staying back and giving a little more to my day. I thank you very much for that. You take care, won't you? And I'll stick around for your final KK4JBQ 7-3 to you.
4LZI, yeah. Grandpa Jones had some other songs that remind me of some of these hunters that I hear around here. He had two or three songs about coon hunters and going around and hunting coons and all that I really think a lot of. But go ahead and get some shut eye. JK4JBQ. KI4LZI Portable.
Monitoring.